provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Channel Radio on Monday, March the 18th. And I'm Angela Breyer-Stevenson, and this is Who Cares Wins. And I'm joined in the studio by my co-presenters, Sue Parker and Jan Mulligan. Hi, Sue.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Jan.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody out there listening to us. We've had your tweets, which is fantastic. And we are so excited to be now live on air with our first launch show of Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk. Our show, and who are we? Today is very much about you guys listening to us, learning about the show, finding out more of what we want to talk to you about, share our knowledge, share our information. Got various topics we want to talk about. We want to engage with you around your thoughts, your insights. We also want to have guests. We have guests next week and we'll have more of that later. The show, Who Cares Wins, it's anything and everything to do with health and well-being, which can be from various aspects, whether it's activity, whether it's you walking, running, cycling, just sitting, how you're sitting, what you're sitting in, how you sleep. Do you sleep? What can help you sleep? Tools, techniques, stress. Are you stressed? Do we know what that affects on the body? Linking into the body, the mechanics of the body, the mind. We're looking at the mind and how it affects the body, how the two are integrated. We're looking at a whole host of topics. Our guests can come from all sorts of angles to do with health and well-being. We have various ways for you to contact us too. We have the Facebook website, which is obviously facebook.com/WhoCaresWinsRadioShow. We'd love you to interact with us. We have quite a few likes. We'd like more. Interact with us, comments, thoughts, inspirations, various sites you know of. Also books you've read that have inspired you, things that have changed your life. You've changed the way that you live, whether it's at work, at home, or both. How you also want to interact with us through Twitter. We have a live Twitter feed today. And if you want to tweet us any thoughts, feedback, questions, queries, then the Twitter handle is @CaresWins. Who Cares Wins? Very much the show that if you care, whether it's about yourself, your staff, your employees, your clients, your customers, then we all win. So a huge triangle with three presenters. And we're going to find out a little bit more about our presenters and also what our line of work is. We have some specialisms, we have some overlap. We also want to tell you more about our journeys to where we are, from where we came from, how we've changed, some of the tools and techniques we use personally, and also the clients we've worked with, the stories we want to share. Some of our guests are going to be sharing their own stories. So it's not just telling you about their businesses, it's also about their own personal journey and why they may or may not have started a business or they're involved in a certain technique. We also have a LinkedIn group where you can interact, we can share stories, we can follow up on radio shows and guests and information. So we have a LinkedIn group, which if you want to go to the LinkedIn group, if you're a LinkedIn member, shuffle my papers. I now have the address. Are you ready, listener? Grab a pen. It's a long one. Okay. Obviously, it's linkedin.com/groups, as in the plural, /WhoCaresWinsRadio, which is all one word, and then a dash, and then the following numbers. It's a bit like bingo, this. Are you ready? The numbers are the number 4, the number 8, the number 4, the number 8, 2, 4, 9. House. Is that correct, Jan?
It is.
Should I go on to bingo? Do you think that'd be a good line of work for me?
Slight sideline. I don't see the health and well-being aspect.
maybe we need to change that. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sue, did that sound okay? Do you want to go on to the bingo calling?
Yeah, I'd go for that.
Definitely. So we have the following ways to contact us are, I just go through them again. We have the LinkedIn group, which is linkedin.com/groups/who cares wins radio-48482249. We also have our Twitter handle. And we'd like the little tweeties, please, @CaresWins. All one word, no dashes, no dots, @CaresWins. And tweet us thoughts, feelings, emotions, feedback, anything we'd like to hear. Share your story. We can read those out throughout the shows. And we can also follow up on our Facebook page. And Facebook is facebook.com/WhoCaresWinsRadioShow. facebook.com/WhoCaresWinsRadioShow. On the Facebook site, we are encouraging you all to comments, feedback. We're going to be doing book sharing, book reviews, any particular music tracks. So we are going to have some music. We're going to integrate some music tracks throughout our shows. And we will break that up with the various guests that we have on the show as well. So our guests today are your wonderful presenters, which are Jan Mulligan.
Hello.
Sue Parker.
Hello.
And, of course, the wonderful, delightful Angela Bryer Stevenson. So we're going to hear more about us later on. And one of the key things around our show is we wanted to really get anybody listening from the globe. So hence the wonderful access we have through Channel Radio is the digital world, therefore means we are now global. So our first show, launching around the world, hello overseas listeners. And if you're listening overseas, perhaps it's a late night for you, so you may want to listen again. And of course, the show, the website, www.channelradio.co.uk. I don't think I sound like Paul Andrews. Do I sound? No, I don't sound like
Paul. No, you don't.
Thank goodness for that. He's standing behind me now. I can see him looming. And you may want to listen again. So on the website station, you do have the option to click on listen again. Our show goes out every Monday, 3 p.m. UK time. But of course, if that's not convenient to you, wherever you are in the world, if you do need some night nights, you do need to sleep, then of course you can tune in and listen again to the whole show. It's being recorded. And if you have any comments, any feedback, okay, the live Twitter feed may not be accessible for us. We might be sleeping. But of course, the Facebook site means that we can get in touch with you. We can follow up with queries or questions. We can actually feedback any ideas. And the wonderful thing about the radio show is we have three different perspectives, which you're going to learn about a little bit later with regards to our wonderful presenters. I'm so glad that I have two fellow colleagues here, and it's not just my dulcet tones that you have to put up with for the next hour. It is only an hour show. It is going to fly by, I know, and we need to make sure that we cover all of your information, any tweets that are coming through. And I can see, if I look over at my screen, we have a couple of tweets. Wow, we have loads of tweets, actually. This is fantastic. So, hello, Ken, the lovely Ken. Looking forward to your first live show. So are we. Settled down at his computer with a nice cup of tea. Aye.
No sugar in mine.
Now, is he having fun because he's listening to us, or is he having fun because he's having a cup of tea? I'm not sure, Ken. Are you having fun? It must be because you're listening to us. I'm sure it is. And Jane, the wonderful Jane Dunsby. Ah, you are just so gorgeous. She's listening to the launch show. We're sounding good. We're sounding good. And that's all down to Paul Andrews, apparently. I've been having some voice training. And what else does she tell us here? She's just joined the LinkedIn group as well. That's fantastic. Give us a quote. Give us a comment, Jane. Jane, the wonderful Jane, and the mindfulness Jane as well. And the laughter. Jane's coming on the show. Jane. Laughter Skills Workshop, Jane. Ah, is it a meerkat? I can't do the accent. I'm so sorry, Mr. Meerkat. I can't do the accent. G'day, Sheila's. It's damn hot down here in Alice. He's not from Alice. He's not from Australia.
He gets about, though, that meerkat. Oh, he hops around the world.
Good. Good on you girls. Oh. And don't forget little Paul Andrews. He's just sitting here on the floor beside me, being a good boy. He's got his milk bowl. Bless. He's looking after us. Looking after us. And Mr. Meerkat, so on his travels, maybe he's on holiday. Possibly. You see, that's the beauty of internet radio, being able to listen wherever and whenever you choose. And of course, if you love us so much, you can listen again and again and again and again. And if you really, really, really ask nicely, we may even be able to post email, not necessarily mail post, but we could send the email of the link to the show, and you can then keep that forever at your bedside and listen to our dulcet tones with that wonderful knowledge we're going to share. Stop laughing at me, Jan. She's laughing at me, Sue.
I'm laughing too.
Angela's already gone into DJ mode, and this wasn't supposed to happen for at least 2 or 3 weeks.
Smashy and
nice. Do you think so? No, sorry. I won't say another word. I'll sit here and be really, really quiet.
No, please don't.
I don't think that will work.
No.
We could have some tunes.
I think it's time for a tune.
Do you think it's time for some tunes? And are we going to behave and sit quietly while we play this tunage?
I doubt it.
Did you notice I got the Paul Andrews, the tunage word? See, he's affected me already, and I'm using his language. Stop it, Angela. Okay, Angela, I will behave. So, some tunage, or we need to make up a word now, don't we, that links to something better than tunage. What can we say? Insightful music. If you want to get up and dance, if you want to get up and shake your booty, then please do.
Or good exercise, folks.
Although Jan may supervise how you do it, and then Sue may evaluate afterwards how you feel and what's going on in your body. And then I will supervise some of the movements. So, hey, enjoy the music. We'll be back soon.
Sun, I feel like the rain. I feel like I just found reason for living again. 'Cause what I've been dreaming, I know that it's real. I know there's just no changing the way I feel. You're into my head and I'm out of my mind. I feel like I just found reason for being alive. A secret, I think you should know. I feel like I just can't keep it. It's deep with me, and I feel like I'm losing control. Can you see my vision of a red hot summer in white? When love was the feeling, with no indecision, we were turning a key inside. Something new, I feel a constant craving for being with you. And I have a secret, I think you should know. I feel like I just can't keep it, just deep within me. And I know that I'm losing control. Can you see my vision of a red hot summer in white? Turning that key inside to get in the moment. Can you see my vision
a secret I think you should know. I feel like I just can't keep it. It's deep with me, and 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 I feel like I'm losing control. Can you see my vision of a red hot summer in my when we were turning that key inside to get in the moment. Can you see my vision of a red hot summer in white? When love was the feeling, 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 when love was the feeling.
So get in the moment, get in the moment. Yes, we need to get in the moment and give you more information of who we are. Who are these wonderful, delightful voices that you're hearing over the internet radio, channelradio.co.uk, and of course that wonderful name I was talking about earlier with Mr. Paul Andrews. Wasn't really grappling around the floor with his saucer of milk. He was actually making sure I'm pressing all the right buttons, because he is our super duper producer for our show. Thank you, Paul. So we have a few more replies on tweets. Jane, thank you very much for your reply. Hee hee, I love that. She's always into her laughter skills. Hee hee, thanks for the shout out. Yes, she's definitely counting in for the show. Hasn't given us a date yet, but that's fantastic. We'll be in touch with you, Jane. Thank you so much for replying. Ken, a cup of tea solves everything, you know. Well, nearly. Yes, maybe that's another conversation I need. So we're going to now have a bit of an interview session to get to know each of us a little bit more. We'll share with our listeners, and hopefully you like what you hear. So keep the tweets coming through. We'll tap in, and if you've got questions for any of us, as you hear our wonderful explanations of where we are and what we're up to, if you want to tweet us a question, a query, if we've got the time, we will definitely feed it through. So first up, On the hotspot is Jan Mulligan. We can have a drum roll. Jan Mulligan, you are here to be interviewed by the delightful Angela Bryer Stevenson this afternoon here. So on Who Cares Radio, we have Jan Mulligan. So Jan, I'm going to ask you the most wonderful question ever.
Okay.
And it's not about where will you be in 5 years' time, because that's my old life. So Jan, can you tell us a bit about yourself and what you do?
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Jan Mulligan. I'm an ergonomist and I specialise in disability. A lot of people think they know what ergonomics is, ergonomics even. Part of the qualification is being able to pronounce the word correctly. A lot of people think ergonomics is about chairs and posture, but actually it's about your whole life, how you interact with the world around you, and how that world can be adapted to meet your personal needs. So in the workplace, yes, we do think about seating, we do think about posture, but we also think about learning styles, visual needs, hearing needs, how we interact with other people to get the best out of ourselves. And ergonomics will enable you to be more productive, more efficient, and maintain or achieve well-being.
Fantastic. So it's not just about a footrest or a screen guard or perhaps a mouse wrist rest or something?
Absolutely not. There are several categories to ergonomics. There's the physical, which takes into account your individual size, shape, weight, how you personally want to use things, whether you've got any aches or pains that need to be taken into account.
Yeah.
But there's also the cognitive side, the psychology, how you learn, how you perceive things. That might take into account cultural differences.
Okay.
So now in the workplace, you may be working with colleagues who are not from your hometown, who speak differently, who see things differently because of where they've grown up and how they approach the world. So ergonomics in the cognitive sense takes into account all of that and ensures that everybody can do their best within their own capabilities.
So I'm now hearing that it's not possibly it's not just about workplace, then if it's about, you're saying, if we have, let's say I have an element of dyslexia or something like dyspraxia, for example, is that also something that you would link in with how they are learning, or perhaps children at home?
Absolutely.
And school?
Ergonomics is not just the workspace. It's our life. It's from birth to death. Whatever situation you are involved in, you might be buying a new mobile phone. And as we can see now, you can go from a handheld phone to an iPad, which could still make phone calls for you.
Yeah.
It's choosing the product that works for you in the situation you need to use it. Ergonomics also takes into account social ergonomics, so it's team working. So that might be a sporting team where somebody perceives the game differently from other people. So it might be a dyslexia, it might be a bit of dyspraxia, a bit of clumsiness, a bit of right-hand dominance. So we will work with individuals and teams to enable everybody to perform at their best and adapt what we need to adapt to enable that to happen. There's also the environmental side of things, so visibility, lighting, sound. Some people get tinnitus. Sometimes that sound can be adjusted within the world. It may not be all in their ears.
Oh, really?
And so it's a matter of, what is the barrier to you achieving productivity, efficiency and well-being?
Yeah.
What are the risks involved, and can we remove them totally, partially? Can we manage it? Can we prevent it?
Fantastic. And also something that just popped into my head there is that I, over the last weekend, have been away on a training course, and something that kept popping in was that I don't know if it's something that just because I've got so much going on, but I'm getting this bit of OCD. It's sort of this real attention to detail.
Yeah.
And again, working within a team and how people realise that that can be a real strength, can't it?
It can indeed. I mean, just the three of us preparing for this show, we've all approached it very differently.
Here we have.
I personally have gone into my OCD mode. I have a folder with me, every information.
You have shared. A big bag, Jan,
a
big bag.
Printouts, USB sticks, laptop. I've got the information in three different formats because that makes me comfortable that I know what I want to say, how I'm going to approach things when it happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sue, how did you prepare, Sue?
I just go with the flow. I'm laid back, Sue.
Is it Sue will do when Sue needs to do?
Yeah, exactly. I but do what you ask me to.
That's exactly what team working is all about. It's playing to one's strengths, it's supporting each other, and it's making sure the job gets done. But it gets done in an efficient way, an effective way. If we were all OCD like me on that certain situation, we'd be pulling down trees left, right and centre and ruining the rainforest.
Absolutely.
So it's good that we're all different.
Absolutely.
And it's working together to achieve the goal.
And I love being part of a team, and I love both of you being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jan.
Thank you.
I've got a question here I'd like to ask based on something you said a little bit earlier. With regards to sort of business, when you're going into, say, businesses, what is it that makes you different, say, from the generic VDU workstation thing?
Right. Okay. Well, an ergonomist is a professional qualification.
Ah.
So firstly, you need to take a qualifying course that's recognised by the professional body, which is the Institute of Ergonomics and Human Factors.
Hey.
So that straight away differentiates me from somebody who does workplace risk assessments, the standard display screen equipment risk assessments that most people are aware of. With the qualification, I look beyond the keyboard, the mouse, the screen, the chair, the desk.
Beyond.
And I take much, much beyond. Taking that individual into account, and that's where we can start to think about learning styles, sensory preferences, the environment. What then takes me one step further than that is I am a disability specialist.
Fantastic.
I have knowledge and I carry kit that people can try.
Yes, I know.
So different keyboards, different mice, yes, but also different writing tools, pens, pencils, different shapes, different sizes, posture aids, seating posture aids, software, a whole bag of kit. At home I have suitcase after suitcase full of things that I can choose based on individual need and take with me to show a client. I visit the client at their place of work or at their home, so they don't have to travel. It's about seeing them in the environment that they're trying to achieve that task.
You don't carry sort of suitcases of different beds, do you, when you talk about different beds?
I don't know. If it's too big to fit in a suitcase, I will find a supplier and I will get the supplier to visit the individual. And we will try and find either several suppliers or a supplier that carries several different products that you can try.
Okay.
And it's about trying the product first before you commit to a purchase. And if for whatever reason you've seen a product but you're not comfortable with the supplier because they're a bit too heavy sales, then I work with a client and we'll look for a different supplier, different product if need be, but it's about hands-on products, bums on seats before you make a decision.
And are suppliers open to that? Would they come, for example, to a person's house and, you know, with a bed to try?
The better suppliers will, because they will see the end goal, and the end goal is to develop a good relationship with the assessors and with the clients, because then that will mature into a sale. If you are relying on people visiting you the whole time, you are just selling boxes of products and not a service. So it can be difficult depending on the product, but it's about shopping around, and that's part of the service that I can provide, of doing that first level investigation on behalf of the client, so that they don't hand over too much money to the wrong person and end up with the wrong
product. I like the sound of that, too much, not too much money, because there are people that, especially with, I don't know, but disability, I know I found it personally with my circumstances, as soon as we start looking at things because it's disability labelled, suddenly the price goes up.
Yes, you very much get the loss leader product, which is cheaper than you would find in the mainstream market, but then you get the profitable product. And sometimes, if it's a simple thing like a posture aid, if you search on the internet, you may find popular name Amazon, other product suppliers will sell it much cheaper than a specialist supplier. So cool. It's very much about shopping around. But then again, the specialist supplier will have the additional knowledge and the after-sales service that the mainstream supplier won't
Which
have.
Is key, isn't
so
it?
So again, it's balancing what does that individual need, both now and in the long term.
Absolutely. And one final question. I could talk to you for hours, Jan, and I hope the listener, you are now perhaps having lots of questions that we could pose through to Jan. One thing I'd like to know is, what do you love about your job? What's the biggest smile?
It is a cliche, but it's helping someone, and it's providing somebody with a solution that enables them to do something that either they've never been able to do or that they've been prevented from doing through illness or injury. And if I can help them find a way of achieving that task, and then I get maybe an email from somebody 6 months down the line who's never used a computer before because they couldn't use the standard equipment, that is just makes my day when that happens.
We've just had a tweet. Mr. Producer Man, I may need Mr. Producer. Ken, my darling. Angela, hope you don't mind. You could be a bit closer to the mic, possibly. Well, I need to be, or Jan.
No,
your
I think,
mic's
I think
louder
my
than...
My microphone is softer than yours.
Jan.
Yeah. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. I just need to clarify whether it's my mic or Jan's mic. Am I too quiet, or is Jan too quiet? We just need to clarify. Is it Jan? Jan, just hug that mic. Give it a good old hug.
I will do.
And how does that sound, listener? Give us a tweet. Let us know whether I'm too loud, too quiet. Too quiet, Angela. Thanks, sir.
I'm not saying
she's just giving me the look. She doesn't have to say anything. She just looks at me. Thank you, Sue.
And you're welcome.
Whether or not it's actually Jan just needs to be in
hug
love.
A bit more.
Bring the love into the room. Okay, so we're now going to rotate. So I am going to sit back and have a snooze. And do keep those tweets coming in. I will be keeping my eye out on the tweets as well. But Jan, we're going to move around now, if we may. And Jan, you're going to interview the lovely Sue Parker.
So this time I'm going to talk to self-named listeners to Sue Parker, who describes herself as a spiritual coach. Now, Sue, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what that means?
Well, it's been quite a journey for me. I've been working as a spiritual coach for a few years now. It all kind of started when my dad passed. And so that meant things did change for me very dramatically. So just doors started to open. I was learning how to meditate. I was introduced to many very inspiring people, people like Dr. Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, who's a life coach, and through their teachings and meeting them, I have really discovered more about myself and who I really am, and that's where the spiritual coaching comes in, because I actually help and guide and teach people to understand that it's okay to be you. And not be someone that you are supposed to be or people think you should be. It's all about not pleasing.
Okay. And so do you do this work professionally as a paid occupancy? And do you work for yourself?
I do. I'm a professional spiritual coach. I would also like to say that I'm also a professional artist. So it you know, I'm either doing art or I'm a spiritual coach. I do get paid because I do one-to-one sessions with people to understand what their weaknesses and strengths are. And so that they know how to move forward in life if they're stuck in a rut or having to make decisions and they're not quite sure what to do with themselves. So I just help to guide them. I'm very gentle and, you know, I don't dictate to them or anything like that. It's helping them to understand that, you know, they have the answers in their own and their own inner wisdom. And that's what I help to guide people.
And in terms of the clients that you work with, how do people find you? Is it word of mouth or do you give presentations anywhere?
Not in the moment. I've a lot of it's been word of mouth and it's gradually growing. I have been advertising quite a lot as well. But at the moment, as I say, it's just gradually growing. But also I teach meditation, so that kind of helps to advertise myself and who I am, and then I end up having sessions with them as well after the meditation. So it's growing because people need to get to know me, and you know, I'm fairly as I say, I've only been doing it for a few years, being a professional artist for many years, but it's all coming together. It's using those skills.
Right. And a fantastic artist you are.
It's something I enjoy doing.
And can you tell us a little about your art at the moment? Is there something specific you're working on at the moment?
Well, at the moment, I am working on a very big piece. It's going to be combining quite a few canvases to create a big canvas. And it is quite a spiritual piece of work. I do not have an idea where it's going to go. It's going to cover my wall in my studio. But it's not going to stay there. And it's called Earth Angel. So it's all about the healing of the earth and the animals and what we can do to help and all the healers out there.
Excellent. And how about the future? Where do you see yourself and what sort of goals have you got for yourself?
I have many, many dreams.
Do we want to give you this job?
Where does one start with that? I have many dreams, actually, and visualizations that I've been doing. I do see myself really getting out there more. There's lots of projects I want to do. I want to do more conservation with a lot of the, especially the white lion. I also want, I need to kind of carry on with my book, which...
And your radio show.
Yeah, and my radio show.
Are you writing a book?
I am writing a book, yes. It's about my story from 2006, which was to do with where my dad had passed. So it's really explains my journey and why I'm here now.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Sue.
Thank you, Jen.
I think we may be edging towards another tunage.
Should we have a bit of a sing-along song?
Yeah, I don't mind that. I like singing.
Are you going to sing this time, Sue? You didn't sing last time. Are you ready to sing? Just start warming up now.
Yeah.
Is a bloom shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you'd found a friend take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful love in this town.
the tuna fleets clearing the sea out. See the bed burn fires at night. See the oil fields at first light. And see the bird with a leaf in her mouth. After the flood, all the colors came.
Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
Hey, welcome back. I hope you were singing along to that. So remember, you are listening to the three wonderful women on Who Cares Radio on channelradio.co.uk on Monday, March the 18th, our launch show. So there's a little bit about Jan and a little bit about Sue. So is it now me?
It's your turn.
Sue, you're going to interview me, are you? I need to...
I am. I need to ask you a few questions.
Okay, well, you fire away and I will attempt. We have had a bit of a microphone lesson and it isn't anything to do with Jan. Jan has the microphone from beyond that needs some help and assistance. So we apologise, listener. We're making sure that she is right up close to that microphone. And if you can hear her loud and clear, give us a tweet, let us know. And Sue, ask away.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to ask you, Angela, you have described that your mind and body coaching is a journey. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Can I explain?
Well, please explain, would be really nice. I'm being overly polite.
No, I don't want a no or a yes.
As communication skills, and I talk about communication skills, I like to tease.
I was testing you.
I know you were, you're just such a tease. Okay, it is a journey, hence the business also very aptly named, because it is about journeys. So another journey begins is my business, and part of that is mind and body coaching. And I'm very, very passionate about the mind and the body are very, very connected. And if you start to look into the scientific studies, and if you start to go into the neuroscientific world of the mind, the brain, the channels, the pathways, the neuropathways, and the link it has with our body, the connections. And again, similar, the overlaps with you, Sue, and the overlaps with you, Jan, mm-hmm. around how that then affects our everyday living, our everyday actions, our responses, our reactions. So I have a multitude of things in my little backpack, tools, techniques over the years. My career started in human resources. So I have come from a background of interviewing, funnily enough. I started life as personnel. I used to interview people for jobs.
You're the person that says, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time then?
I used to be that person. I used to be that person. So where do you want to be? And I went through the role there. I worked into learning and development. I was IT training. I then moved into consultancy. It's internal coaching. And I took the redundancy route. And I was a little bit like Donkey in Shrek. If anyone's seen that film, at the end where they're playing that music and you can see Donkey going, pick me, pick me. And that was me wanting to, for 18 months really, I decided I needed something else. I needed a challenge. And I didn't quite know what that was. And then the opportunity presented itself to have a redundancy. And I was able to then, let's go out and do it for myself. I wanted to reach different people. I wanted to reach people, and that's still a dream of mine, to reach people who don't necessarily know what they don't know and don't necessarily know where to start, where to look, how to unpack things. So it was very much that how to help them with a journey. And so I wanted to utilize all my skills from that traditional corporate learning and development arena, but also my own personal background in health activities. I used to teach people to have wonderful circuit training classes. I used to be that little mini Hitler where I would be saying, 10 seconds left, 2 more push-ups. And
that's,
I also,
where you got it from.
Yes, it was. And then I also had the, my passion was that we had that run around, that frantic exercise, that activity, get the blood flowing. And also we needed to sit and we needed to be. And that's one of my key phrases. I've just changed my profile, funnily enough, because it came to me yesterday that that's what I do. I change people back from human doings to human beings, which we are named for a reason, human beings. And we need to sometimes learn to be so we can be more productive and more effective in the workplace, with relationships, with home life, with our future career plans, business plans, and also our own tuning into the body. Is it okay? How's it doing? Because we so find, I know a lot of listeners may well be nodding at this point when I say we go on holiday, we have that 2-week holiday from our corporate employed job, and normally that's the time we then get ill. Mm-hmm. And we'd come back and they'd say, how was your holiday? And we'd say, oh, it was great. I spent all week in the hotel room sniffling, being sick or whatever, because those 2 weeks the body had said, thank goodness you've slowed down. I can now have time to be ill.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to incorporate the techniques, the tools, and my own journey.
So that's really about balance, isn't it? Getting balance, yeah, in your life.
Absolutely. Getting that balance. And it's not about feeling guilty in sitting for 5 minutes to just tune into the body. How's things going? And also, if you're going to look at activity, for example, my passion is that, does that mean it has to be, I've got to go to the gym, I've got to go to a spinning class, I've got to go, not that spinning classes are bad, listeners, spinning classes could be great fun and you may love them, but if it's not something you enjoy, that guilt of, but I'm not going to the gym, so therefore I'm not active, I'm not taking exercise. I really want people to look at that, really being creative and looking at the alternatives.
Okay, and how did you feel that how did that transition go? Was it difficult from like the corporate side to this now, the mindfulness?
Interestingly, when I left the corporate life, I do remember at my leaving do, one particular gentleman said that he thought I was being very brave. And okay. I queried that. I said, what does he mean being brave? For me, it was very much about, well, what's the worst that can happen? I don't get any clients, so I will then look at the next thing. And that's very much my philosophy now. So if you look at true entrepreneurs, they will try anything. They will get out there, they'll do it. They will then learn from their mistakes, their feedback, and they will then evolve and develop, and it becomes better and better. So I didn't go out there with this, it's got to be perfect from day one. And I had clients, I had connections from London, I had clients, so I had some delivery work that gave me that security. And then I also started to evolve more and more and more with the local networks and the local I'm passionate about networking, as you know, Sue, that's how we met.
We certainly did.
And it's very much about then getting out there and getting to know people and then finding out what's going on in my local community. I had lived in Kent, but I'd worked in London for over 15 years commuting. And so I just lived in my town in Thanet. I didn't actually know the companies that existed, the people that were around, because I was going out in the dark, coming home in the dark. I didn't see my community. I didn't know what was around. Whereas now I'm much more with the networking and really getting to know people and what the businesses are, and a lot of small businesses, and finding out the journeys of how we can integrate our passions with our family, our business, our career, our futures.
So it's probably given you a greater awareness.
Very much a greater awareness. And one thing I mentioned this morning to someone was that I am finding out the more I read, the more I learn, the more courses I go on, the more actually I realize I don't know. And also I am just amazed by our body, and it's just amazing system.
Okay, very quickly, what are your dreams? Very, very quickly.
My dreams, I want to be able to reach into people who haven't got the luxury of support from organisations for courses and formal learning programmes. I want to be able to provide that somehow through either funded routes, or I want to be able to go in and have the luxury that I can offer it as complimentary.
Yeah, that sounds brilliant. Thank you very much, Angela.
You're very welcome, Sue. Thank you very much. You're marvellous. Have you ever thought about a career in human resources?
I could do that.
We are fast running out of time, listener. And I'm just looking over at my wonderful Twitter feed. And we're sounding very good.
Excellent.
That's super duper. Now, we do have one final tune I'd like to play before we have some events. I believe we've got a list here of some events
locally and
round up. And also just to remind you all of how you can get in touch with us again, and also just a little bit about our listener next week. So first of all, let's have a bit of music. Do one more super song.
Shine like a star, shining so bright, like the star that you are.
And welcome back to Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk. So our next section of our radio show is letting you know about events that are taking place either in the local area or throughout the UK linked to health and wellbeing. So just going to focus on a couple that are occurring in March. But if you'd like to either tweet us, email us, Facebook, paste us, whatever you want to do, whatever method you want to use, let us know about any events that you're either arranging or attending and you think our listeners might be interested in. So in March, starting on the 21st of March, which is a Thursday, the Kids in the Middle, that's K-I-D-Z, Kids in the Middle, starts this year's round of free-to-attend kids events organised by organised by Disabled Living.
I'll just throw them back over this.
Thank you very much, Angela. Further events will be held in the South on the June 13th, Scotland September 11th and North on November 21st. Each event provides information on mobility, funding, seating, beds, communication, the list goes on.
Wow.
There's also free CPD, which is Continuing Professional Development Conference, yeah, that runs alongside these exhibitions. For more information, visit www.disabledliving.co.uk/kids, that's K-I-D-Z, /welcome.
And we'll put that on the Facebook page.
Everything we read out and what we don't have time for, we'll do our best to post onto Facebook for you. And eventually, hopefully, our website.
And LinkedIn.
Everywhere. We'll post it everywhere. And on the 23rd of March, which is Saturday, that's the World Wildlife Fund's World Earth Hour. Join everybody around the world by switching off your lights for 1 hour, starting at 8:30 p.m. to show your concern for the environment. So it's something you can do to contribute.
I've turned my lights off. I can't see you now.
Yeah.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello, Sue. Well, before we finish, listeners, we have a few minutes left of our first launch show of Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk with our super duper producer, Paul Andrews. And a few things we wanted to just touch on for next week's show. We have a super guest, Carol Brace, our juice therapist, and she's coming along to explain the benefits and the health risks, as in the health awareness.
Food intolerances,
etc. You need to be aware of that. But Carol's going to come on the show and she's going to bring us some flasks of some juices, and she's going to talk about not only juice therapy but also her own story of how it's linked with her life and how things have changed for her and the health and the well-being side of it. So she's going to join us on the show next week. So again, listeners, if you want to post questions for Carol next week on the show, or you want to use our live Twitter feed and feed in some questions, based on time, we'll try and get as many as those over to Carol and we can ask her those questions live on air next week. So do post the questions, thoughts. If you can't listen live, then post the questions on Facebook and we can then pose them to her next week. So that's our guest for next week. And if you want to be a guest on the show, don't forget, contact us either through the Facebook website or through our Twitter handle @CaresWins, or alternatively, you can email us. And all that information is on our Facebook page, so please do get in touch, post a comment, say that you listened. And again, any queries or questions for us three presenters. And also, not only guests, we're looking at any sponsorships. If you want to sponsor the show, you want to get a mention on the show, then contact us. We'll have a chat with you about all the options available out there. So before I hand over to my other wonderful co-presenter, Sue, who has a wonderful inspirational insight for us before we leave you, there's one thing I do need to say, which is a huge big thank you to this wonderful gentleman standing behind me, our producer, Paul Andrews.
Yay.
And channelradio.co.uk, who without them, we wouldn't be airing now. We wouldn't have the training and the technology, so we wouldn't be here. And it would still be an idea in a coffee shop and it would still be being discussed.
I still have a folder on it, but I wouldn't be able to use it.
And a big bag, Jan,
and
too.
And a big bag.
And Sue, you have some inspirational insight for us.
I do. The inspirational insight for the week ahead is from Bonnie St. John. She was the first African-American to win medals in the Winter Paralympic competition as a ski racer.
Oh, wow.
And the insight is, it's your life. Why not fill it with as much joy as possible? Thanks for listening to the Who Cares Wins Radio with Angela.
Hello. Goodbye.
Jan.
Hello, goodbye.
And from me, Sue, goodbye.
Goodbye, thanks for listening.
Channel Radio.
lights out on the road. And into this life we're born, with a sometime, sometime we don't know why. And time seems to go by so fast, in the twinkling.
Productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.